USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department says that the evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul is complete. In a statement Sunday, spokesperson Ned Price said that all embassy personnel have been relocated to Hamid Karzai International Airport, which is being protected by U.S. military forces. The evacuation began Sunday morning as Taliban fighters entered the city, seizing Afghan government buildings and causing Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to leave the country. U.S. forces have also taken over air traffic control duties at the airport. And the Texas Supreme Court has upheld Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local mask mandates. The Sunday ruling blocks a lower court's ruling that would have allowed localities to override the governor's order. At least two local entities have already said they intend on defying the ruling. Two Dallas area school districts say they will still require masks when students return to class, and the Bexar County Health Authority says it will keep its mandate for public schools in place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.